Sunny day. It's going to get up into the lower 30s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a few clouds with a 50% chance of snow starting tomorrow night, lows near 20s. But Monday, we have a definite forecast for snow and freezing rain. That's on Monday, with a light snow accumulation possible, highs in the lower 30s. Chance of snow and rain on Monday is at 70%. We'll still have some clouds hanging around Monday night with a 30% chance of snow showers on Monday night. And here we are, WJFF Radio Catskill. WJFF has a programming committee, and they meet on the second Tuesday of every month, which means that their very next meeting is coming right up this Tuesday on January the 13th. The program committee meets at 6 p.m. In the greenhouse. Now, if you're familiar with our studio locations, we're on Route 52 in Jeffersonville. It's actually 4763 Route 52 in Jeffersonville. You just kind of drive through town. We're right on the main road there. We have a broadcast facility right near the dam where the hydropower is. And then just up on top of the hill, right on the road, we have another house. It's a greenhouse. And that's where the programming committee meets, and you are welcome to attend. We invite the public to our programming committee meetings. And if you're interested in joining the WJFF program committee, you should plan to be at this meeting this coming Tuesday, January the 13th at 6 p.m. All right, stay tuned. Now and then, it's coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, it's more music from Lennon and McCartney, but we're going to be hearing some of those songs that you know so well, sung and performed by some wonderful singer-songwriters in their own right. Today's program, we'll be hearing Tom Petty and Eric Clapton. We'll hear Judy Collins. We'll be hearing Aztec Two Steps' Rex Fowler with his band called The Newtopians. But we're going to start our program with Richie Havens.
All those lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with a name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie, wiping his hands of the dirt as he stands by the grave, no one was saved. Oh, all those lonely people, where do they all come from? All those lonely people, where do they all belong? Where do they all belong?
Richard Pierce Havens, born on January 21st in 1941. Richie Havens was born in Brooklyn, New York. And what a figure. You know, it's interesting. When it comes to covers of songs, for me, that's a difficult topic because I usually do not like covers of most songs. You know, today's program is devoted to the songs of Lennon and McCartney. And here's the thoughts that I'm having. The only way that music can live past the time that the people that compose it and perform it are alive is if it continues to be performed by other people. I mean, the idea that we have recordings available, which allows us to, you know, keep playing the records over and over. But when the generation is gone and 100 years from now, the way that Lennon and McCartney's music is going to still be alive is that it's going to be performed by other people. Now, the trick is, like, for instance, you know, there's a lot of bands out there that do Beatles covers, and it seems to me like they are trying to recreate the exact sounds of the Beatles. You'll get somebody singing and they'll try to sound like Paul or they'll try to sound like John. And in my opinion, you know, that gives me nothing. When I hear somebody perform a cover, I want them to show me how they are going to interpret that song. And Richie Havens brings something to the Beatles songs that just gives me such satisfaction to hear the way he sings and interprets this music. Richie Havens, amazing performer. I didn't know this until I just did a little research, but Richie Havens was he was half American Indian, a Blackfoot Indian on his father's side, and his mother's side of the family was from the British West Indies. There was 9 children in his family, and he was the oldest one, and he was born in Brooklyn. And it wasn't until he was 20 years old that he leaves Brooklyn and he goes to Greenwich Village. But when he's in Greenwich Village, he is not a musician when he moves to the village. He is a portrait artist, and he sits around in these beatnik clubs, and he sketches the portraits of the people reading the poetry. And then he starts to hear a lot of folk music, and then he starts to play the guitar. And the way he plays the guitar is such a signature part of his style, that strumming, that rhythmical, aggressive rhythmical strumming. And he tunes his guitar to an open chord, which means that he doesn't have to learn a lot of different positions for his fingers, that he can just, you know, easily make different chords. So he jumps into music really fast, it seems. He signs a recording contract, a management contract with Albert Grossman, who is Bob Dylan's manager at the time. He signs a contract with Verve Forecast, and he releases his first album in 1967, and that's what we just heard. The album is called Mixed Bag. And on the very first recording that he does a cover of Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman. He does Eleanor Rigby. What an unusual choice for an acoustic, folk-oriented type of performer to pick a song like Eleanor Rigby and deliver it the way he did. Mind-blowing. Well, you know, Richie Havens' international career really began at the Woodstock Festival. And Richie Havens passed away at the age of 72 years old on April 22nd back in 2013. And it was my understanding that when he died, his ashes were sprinkled on the Woodstock site. So he's a very much a part of our culture here on the East Coast and up here in the Woodstock area, Richie Havens, amazing performer. He records five albums from 1967 through 1969. Five albums are released by Richie Havens, and this is before he even makes his big Woodstock appearance. There's an album that he recorded in July of 1968. It's a little confusing because the name of the album is Richard P. Havens 1983, which is his way, I guess, of looking into the future. But he's laying in the grass. It's kind of on the cover of the album. We're listening to the vinyl today. And he's staring up at the sky. And it's an incredible recording. It's a two-album set, and it features studio and live performances. So we're going to be hearing three Lennon and McCartney songs from this album. It was recorded in July of 68, released in 1969. We're going to start with She's Leaving Home, and then Strawberry Fields, and we'll end the set with A Little Help from My Friends. Richie Havens.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief, quietly turning the back door key. Stepping outside, she is free. She is leaving home. She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." How could she do this to me? She is leaving, leaving home. She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, a man from the motor train. She is leaving.
down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberryville. Nothing is real, and there's nothing to get hung about. Strawberryville forever. Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. That doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberryville. Nothing is real, and there's nothing to get hung about.
Some people have favorite songs in the whole world. Some have favorite songs in the whole week. That's true. And this is my favorite song in the whole universe. And I really like it. And I think the reason why I'm telling you is because I don't really know the words. And I would just like everybody to sing along, because I hum it pretty loudly too. And I don't really know the chords either. I'm going to try to fake those, and I'm going to see if my friends can fake it too, and we'll get to the end of it together, okay? Oh, wait a minute. I want you to understand that we're not going back to 1957. It's not really a sing-along. But we're just having fun, so we're going to do it together and do it together, right? I really like the intro because I had to make that up. It's happy too. I get hung up here in the intro sometimes. So happy.
Richie Havens. Richie Havens, that's live, recorded in July of 1968. The album was released in 1969, and it was called Richie Richard P. Havens, 1983. Interesting title. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. So, Richie Havens, what a voice. You know, there's something about a voice. It's as recognizable as somebody's face. It's as unique as a fingerprint. There is nothing more individual than the sound of a voice. And there's something very strong and powerful about the way that Richie Havens presented the music of the Beatles. And the other thing that's very impressive to me is that he did that contemporarily when the Beatles were actually recording and releasing these songs. he was right in there, right there in the 60s, covering these songs and adding to their meaning. A spectacular artist, one of my favorites, Richie Havens. There's another voice that has stuck with me through many years, Judy Collins. She's just a couple of years older than Richie Havens. Richie was born in 1941. Judy Collins was born in 1939 in Seattle. And they were both about the same age when they recorded their first albums. We heard Richie Havens from 1967, his Mixed Bag recording. We heard Eleanor Rigby. Richie was 26 years old when he recorded that. Well, I wanted to play another recording from that same time frame. Judy Collins, she released an album in 1966 titled In My Life. And the title track is the Lennon and McCartney song In My Life. And we're going to listen to that. She's 27 years old when she does that recording we're about to hear. And she has had an entire lifetime. What a prolific performer and musician. She released an album in July of 2007. Judy Collins sings Lennon and McCartney. That's a perfect perfect title for today's program. And we're going to hear a track from that recording, The Norwegian Wood, another one of John Lennon's songs. And you have to realize, we're going to hear two songs back to back. The first one, she's 27 years old. The next one, she's 67 years old. And that voice is the same voice. It's ageless. It's timeless. It's really remarkable how expressive Judy Collins is. This is from her In My Life album, Judy Collins.
Places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better, some are gone, and some remain. All these places had their meanings, with lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life I've loved them all. But of all these friends, these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them in my. I love you more. Though I know I'll never lose affection people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you. We'll be right back. I say she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on a rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. She told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone, this bird had flown. So I lit a fire, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone, this bird had flown. So I lit a fire, isn't it good, Norwegian, Norwegian.
Judy Collins sings Lennon and McCartney. That's the Lennon and McCartney song, Norwegian Wood. And right before that, we heard from 1966 the title track to Judy's In My Life album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So we're going to leave the past behind, and now we're coming into the 2000s. You know, we've just entered a new year, and it's interesting because you look back at 2014, and one of the highlights of my year here at the radio station was a program that I was really pleased to be able to present, a live performance with Aztec Two-Step. They came here to the studio, and they sat here with me in master control, and they blew me away. I was unfamiliar with Aztec Two-Step until that day. And Rex Fowler, what an amazing voice. What an incredible artist. Rex Fowler was one of the founding members of Aztec Two-Step, but he's also formed another band called The Newtopians. And they have released two albums. Their first CD was from 2010 called The Imagined CD. And their most recent recording is called Lennon Reimagined, released in 2013. And the whole point of the Newtopians is to take the music of John Lennon and to, you know, reinterpret it, which is what today's program is about. So what's the deal with the Newtopians? What does Newtopian have to do with John Lennon? So I did a little bit of research here. I always like to refer to Wikipedia. So it turns out that Newtopia is a conceptual country. You know, Yoko Ono was always into concept art. Well, she influenced John, and they came up with a conceptual country, or it's also called a micronation. And it was founded by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And they introduced the idea at a press conference on April Fool's Day in 1973, and here's the statement that John made, the official declaration about Newtopia. We announce the birth of a conceptual country, Newtopia. Citizenship of the country can be obtained by declaration of your awareness of Newtopia. Newtopia has no land. No boundaries, no passports, only people. Newtopia has no laws other than cosmic. All people of Newtopia are ambassadors of the country. As two ambassadors of Newtopia, we ask for diplomatic immunity and recognition in the United Nations of our country and its people. John and Yoko, apparently on the Dakota, there was a plaque engraved and put on the front of the Dakota where John and Yoko were living, and it was called the Newtopian Embassy. So let's listen to this recording, Newtopians, Lennon Reimagined CD. We'll be starting with the Beatles and the John Lennon song, No Reply, The Newtopians.
This happened once before, I came to your door, no reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light, I saw the light, and I know that you saw me, 'cause I looked up to see your face. Tried to telephone, said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died, I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. If I were you, I'd realize tried to telephone, said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died, I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand. Karma gonna get you, gonna tap you right on your head. Better get yourself together, pretty soon you'll be dead. What in the world are you thinking of, laughing in the face of love? What on earth are you trying to do? It's up to you. Instant karma gonna get you, gonna look you right in your face. Better get yourself together, darling, join the human race. How in the world are you gonna say, laughing at me?
down from my eyes. Every day I've done nothing but cry. Come on,
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 come on. Please, please me, won't you? Like I please, please me, won't you? Like I please me, won't you? Like I please.
All right. A really interesting medley of Please Please Me and It Won't Be Long. That's the Newtopians. That was released in 2013, and that's from the album called Lennon Reimagined. The Newtopians, they're a seven-piece ensemble. And as I mentioned earlier, Rex Fowler, two men founded this band, Rex Fowler from Aztec Two-Step and Tom Dean from a band called Devon Square. Devon Square. I'm not as familiar with Tom Dean. He was recording in the 90s on the Atlantic label. Anyway, what a really wonderful reinterpretation of John Lennon's recordings. Most of the lead vocals that we just heard, the three tracks we just heard, were sung by Rex Fowler. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So we're closing in. You know, I talked at the top of the program about the idea of covering a song, and the idea that if you are going to cover a song, the point is not to try to sound like an exact clone of the original recording, but to bring it something of your own unique expression. And that's a very slippery slope. It's really interesting. How much of a song is the production value? How important is that bass line? Is that bass line actually a part of the original composition, or is that bass line part of the interpretation that the band did? What I'm trying, you know, what it's a complicated issue, but we're about to hear some recordings that were made at a live concert in 2002. A year after George Harrison passed away, there was an incredible tribute concert, the Concert for George, at the Royal Albert Hall in England. And we're about to hear some recordings by two of my favorite musicians. Tom Petty covers The Taxman and I Need You. And then we're going to hear Eric Clapton's version of Beware of Darkness. And the thing about these recordings is that they are lick for lick, like the Beatles' original recordings. But there is something still so unique about the expression that it is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. There's no question in my mind when I hear Taxman that that's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But it's so faithful to the original recordings. These are beautiful performances. We'll start with Taxman, then I Need You, and we'll end with Eric Clapton's Beware of Darkness from the Concert for George. Taxman I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music of Lennon and McCartney. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's a couple of seconds before 4